This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. North Carolina's congressional district maps are unconstitutional, according to federal judges. A ruling late yesterday says the maps drawn by the Republican lawmakers in the North Carolina General Assembly are too partisan and were drawn to, quote, entrench Republican domination of the state's congressional delegation, unquote. The ruling marks the first time a federal court has struck down a congressional map on those grounds. Republican lawmakers have until the end of the month to submit new maps. WNC politics reporter Rusty Jacobs joins us now to talk about the latest. Welcome, Rusty.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, tell us more about what these judges said.
So a really one-of-a-kind ruling, because courts have made it clear that racial gerrymandering is unconstitutional. But until now, courts had not definitively ruled on the question of partisan gerrymandering, but they have now. A majority opinion from this federal judicial panel found that the Republican-drawn maps were designed to, quote, dictate electoral outcomes. So they're making it clear, and what's interesting to note is when this ruling comes down, it comes down as the U.S. Supreme Court is considering a partisan gerrymandering case out of Wisconsin. Now, that case involves state legislative districts. The U.S. Supreme Court elected to not pair these cases together, so maybe they see a distinction, maybe they don't. But it's all coming at a real interesting time of tumult with the question of partisan gerrymandering.
And as you point out, partisan gerrymandering has been part of the fabric since maps have been redrawn. If you take a look at those maps, you can see how partisan politics has played a part. So to some degree, and the courts have been unwilling to really weigh in and define when you've gone too far, but apparently something this legislature did, at least according to these judges, did that. It actually crossed a line that no judges had found other legislatures had done in the past.
Right. And in one instance, in this very long, 200-page order and ruling, the court cited a statement made by a House Republican leader, David Lewis, who is the rules chairman in the House. He is one of the driving forces behind Republican map making since there's been a Republican majority. And he was quoted in the House floor debate on the issue of redistricting as saying he prefers electing Republicans to Democrats, and he felt that it was his job to foster an outcome that he felt was better for the world, which in this case was a Republican majority. It's also important to note, I was just looking back, going back to 2001, you've got a fairly even divide in the congressional delegations for North Carolina, changing every 2 years, but always just seesawing from 5-8 to 6-7, 7-6, 8-5, a seesaw back and forth between Democrats and Republicans, but a split that reflects the fairly even divide of the electorate in North Carolina. After the 2010 census, though, and when you start to see these really heavily favored GOP-favored maps being created, 2013 to 2015, you've got a 4-9 split in favor of the GOP. 15-17, you have a 3-10 split, and you have that 3-10 split today.
All right. So what have the courts said has to happen now?
It says everybody's got to start moving, and quickly, because there are basically two deadlines. January 4th, 5 p.m., the Republican lawmakers behind the map-making in the legislature have to enact a remedial plan and then submit that plan with all supporting data by 5 p.m. on January 29th. At the same time, the court is appointing a special master to assist the court in drawing an alternative remedial plan if the lawmakers' plan doesn't meet the court's criteria and the court's demands. So there are these two kind of parallel tracks. At the same time, all the parties in the case can submit their list of suggested special masters by the 16th of January. And once these maps are in place, candidates can start filing about 2 weeks after the maps are submitted. So it is hurry up time.
It is, because as you said, we've already had elections now within these illegal boundaries, and there's another election coming up later this year. So time is short. However, the legislature has appealed, right?
Well, that's the thing. So everybody's looking at this short timeline for getting maps in place, whether it's from the special master or from the legislative leaders, and then filing. But lo and behold, the lawmakers, the defendants in this case, can appeal, can seek a stay to put this order on hold, and maybe wait until the U.S. Supreme Court makes its decision in the Wisconsin case.
So they haven't done it yet, but I think they've indicated they might.
Correct. Yes. Ralph Heiss is a Senator, Republican Senator, and Chairman of the Redistricting Committee in the Senate, and has spoken and made a statement through a spokeswoman to the press that an appeal is forthcoming.
All right, Rusty, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Rusty Jacobs, WUNC's politics reporter, joined us from the State House in Raleigh, and you can find links to his reporting at our website, stateofthings.org.